Okay. Learning Bereshis, Parshas Lechocha. Avraham Avinu has number of stops. There's no custom. Kazdim was where Nimrod was. It's the capital city there. Nimrod was the one who attempted to make sure Avodah Zarah would be the dominant culture in that part of the world. And Avraham Avinu stood up to him. Akademis Siris Nefesh. First instance we have from absolute Mesivus Nefesh to anything, Avraham Avinu being willing to go into the Kibshan Aish and to Mesivus Nefesh, the idea of the fight against the Avodah Zarah. Had Avraham Avinu been willing just to keep himself quiet, stay in his little corner, worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would not have posed a threat to Nimrod. The reason he posed a threat to Nimrod was Avraham Avinu went around explaining to people his ideas that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world. There's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world. And they have to serve him. And at that point, not only serving him, Pasuk says in Vayera, Kiyadatif, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Avraham Avinu? The Manashi Yitzave as Bonov as Beisu Achrov. He is the one who's going to have the capacity to create a Hemshech HaDeiris. Yishmo Derech Hashem. To Chesed Tov u'Mishpat. Emes and Chesed. But Emes and Chesed, there are two types. There are two reasons to Mahalcha in following Emes for Chesed. Emes for Chesed, you see those as values per se. Or Emes for Chesed, because there's a Derech Hashem. Human beings have very flexible minds. If you would have been in Germany for the rise of Hitler, I heard all about German ethics and ethics and ethics. Comes Hitler, they can twist everything in the world. But Avraham Avinu taught something else. HaKadosh Baruch in this world. There's one absolute. There's no twisting. Emes is because that's HaKadosh Baruch. Chesed is because that's HaKadosh Baruch. Now, Rambam says, a very powerful idea. If you want to know what the world was when Avraham Avinu tried to change it, he says, see those parts of the world have had no contact with Torah. See, he'll go to Africa, he said. A bunch of animals, no sense of emes, has anything. Animals. It's through Avraham Avinu's influence in this world that all these ideas became part of the world. And he was a dangerous person. He was willing to be Moser Nefesh. He went into the Kibshan Aish and came up. But Terach had been a mochib, so he was in the Avodah Zarah business. And he realized he had to get his family out of all costume. He went all the, he was on the way to Eretz Yisrael, came all the way to Haran. A lot in the archaeology news today, these days, about Haran. And that's in southeast Turkey. Never continued down to Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was there. Lechacha. Baruch says, Lechacha. Me'artzacha. Olaretacha. Me'beis Avicha. Now, we talk about what's a nefesh and she'osu b'chora. So I said, what is nefesh? When he had 100 children, he didn't have any children until that point. The Nefesh HaOsa B'chora, those are the people he was mashpia on, all of his followers. So when he went running from Or Kazdim to Haran, he was just Terach and his family. They ran away, their lives were in danger after the mice of the Kibshan Aish. And he came to Haran. But in Haran, he had a much freer way of operating. And he attracted a lot of followers to his ideas. And the Rosh Baruch Hu tells him, you have to leave Artsukha. When a person wants to begin something new, very often he has to cut certain previous things that he did, involvements and relationships that he has. As long as you're in Haran and you're part of Terach's house, you have tremendous hashpah on the whole family. You have tremendous hashpah on a lot of people. But they're kind of your own person. You have to be able to cut. Begin to become your own person. Now, this is the first thing. Well, the second is sign of Avraham Avinu. That's how you count them. That means Avraham Avinu would come at age 70 to Haran. He was there 5 years, built up a whole following and everything, achieved a lot. And then Akai Baruch Hu said, no. You have to begin all over. You have to go to a place that no one knows you. You have to begin your work all over again in a place unknown, where you have no comfort of family, etc. Just begin. You're all on your own now. I'm with you. Now, there's one thing. Well, I'm going to show you how to tell that Avraham Avinu. So what does it say? Vayikach Avraham as Sora Yishto. What does it say? As lo benoch with kol chusha shalo choshem nefesh shal osu b'chor vayikach elu, says the Medrash, mashach osu b'dvar ma'ulim. Why? He has a wife. She not receive a tzivu from the Rosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu, as remember, Sari Meino is Avraham Avinu's niece, Terach's granddaughter. So she's part of that whole family. So Medrash tells us an unbelievable thing. Shein reshus lo odom lehotzeis ishto lo lechus eretz acheres b'livet sono. Okay. That means he had a tzivu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he had, if she felt that everything he did represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she's going to follow him. And when he spoke to her, so what image did she have of Avraham Avinu? He was representing an idea, an ideal that she believed in, and that he represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yitzhak Avinu agreed, Yitzhak was 37 years old to be Akeda. He agreed to go on the Mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't talk to him. But he knew, and Avraham Avinu's honesty and integrity, such a degree that the people close to him knew that what he said represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Ratzon of all. And that is, hashpah that a person has comes when people confront him. They realize he sincerely expresses in an honest way the ideals that he's talking about. Then he has hashpah. Mara says, why should I pay attention to what he says? If I don't see this person as an example representing the all the ideals down to the last detail that he talks about, why should I follow? Avraham Avinu was so complete that the people who confronted him, even his wife, understood that whatever he said represented a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yesod of all hashpah people have. Rambam writes, in the midst of Ahavas Hashem, what's the example of Ahavas Hashem? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Oavi. Why? It says, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. When you love something genuinely, you want other people to share in that experience and that love. Mo Ahavti Sorosecha. How much do I love the Torah? So what does Dovid HaMelech answer? Kol Hayom Hisichosi. When you love something, you talk about it all the time. You don't stop talking about it. You meet someone who's a crazy sports fan, what does he talk about all the time? Talk about sports all the time. Someone who's madly in love with money, what does he talk all the time about? Money. Avraham Avinu was the Ohev Hashem. He talked about it all the time, and people understood that it was 100% sincere. That's why he could convince all these people to follow him to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden to leave a place where they were comfortable in. Everything was settled. It was the same moving to Eretz Canaan at the time. It was a whole different world. Moving from Kazan to Haran wasn't such a big change. But moving down to Eretz Canaan was a whole different world. Very different world. And they picked up and they walked. Why? Because they understood Avraham Avinu's sincerity and that whatever he did represented a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's in the same that it could have been easier if Terach had made it all the way to Eretz Canaan. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested in making it easier. Avraham Avinu. What is in the same? In the same is two things. Sign is first when a person has certain ideals and those ideals are challenged. And he has to work those ideals out and put it into practice. So taking all your potential, making it real, intensifies everything that's inside of you and you grow from that. It's an assignment. It's number one. Number two, Rambam writes what's an assignment. Kadosh Baruch Hu held up Avraham Avinu as an example. Tell subsequent donors, to what degree do we have to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's challenges and demands? If your avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands that you pick up and cut everything, and you know, but again, that's not a problem. You got to do it. And he came and he told Avraham Avinu, "Zarach ha'etin esaretz hazaros." He went there, and all of a sudden he robbed Baritz. Now, what does it mean by he robbed Baritz? This is a challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, "I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, Ye Bracha, wherever you go." Baruch Hu B'chol, what is he like? What does he tell him? He says, "Aba Baruchu Mivarechecha, Veheye Bracha, you'll be a Bracha." That means you can give Brachas to anyone and they'll fulfill, certainly about yourself. When Nivruchu V'chol Kol Mishpachos Ha'adomo, and wherever you'll be, the fact that you are there will bring a bracha to those nations. And that means Jews came to different places for all sorts of different reasons. And all of a sudden, these places flourished. Jews came to Spain. Spain was a major center of culture, of wealth, and everything. Then, all of a sudden, 1492, they threw the Jews out. 19 years later, this defeated the Spanish Armada. Spain never mounted anything after that. And Jews moved to different places. Wherever Jews moved, after they got thrown out of Spain and Germany, they moved into Poland in the 1500s, 1600s. Poland exploded as a major financial center, wealthy, intellectual center. Wherever you go, you're going to cause a bracha all around you. Comes there to Israel, turns around where he robbed Boris. That's just the opposite. Just the opposite. And what, how does he have to respond? It is a very basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban to understand this. But the first thing he's confronted with is an apparent stira between the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him what happens. And the famous kasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Take Yitzchak and put him on a mizbech." But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Al tishlach yod halanar, al taslo mumah." Stop, don't do anything. So the Midrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "I don't understand. Day before yesterday, you told me, kivi Yitzchak yikar lo chazara. Everything that I continue through Yitzchak. Then you said, tell me, bring her as a korban. And now you tell me, don't do anything to her." What's happening? It doesn't make sense. Famous kasha. Why did he ask that kasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the third point? He should have asked it at the second point. When he told him, you told me a while ago, the answer is, Chaim answered a very simple thing. We have sometimes snakes who machish and jazz. What is it? We don't know. We accept. But because of a shlishi machri, by name time, something third thing happens somewhere in the middle, we're told you have to begin to try to understand. Avraham Avinu was told, "I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. And wherever you go, you're going to give bracha to whoever surrounds you. He comes to Eretz Yisrael and immediately has to pick up and leave because there's no food there. Now the question is, he's confronting absolute steer what a Kodesh Baruch Hu told him. In the Bris Man of Psalm, in Bris Milah, it says, in blessing and Bris Milah, Achrei Dvar Meila Hoya Dvar Hashem Al Avram B'machzeh Lema. Al Tira Avram. And Avram asked him, Motitin Li Banok Hola Chariri. Vayom Avram, Melina Asata Zor, I have no children. Massive Basie, and I have Eliezer, and he's going to take over everything. He said, no. You'll have your own natural children. What does that mean? So it's Rashi. Avram Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very nice. The Sarah betold Ein Lo Volad. It's Ein Lo Vlad, Ein Lo Volad. She was physically incapable of having children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physical reality is it's not going to happen. But that's how it's all called. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the majors, I run the world. If I give you a haftacha, don't tell me that there's a contradiction between this and that. This is the way I understand, this is the way it has to go. Now this was 5 years earlier. This man was Sarum Avram Avinu, 70 years old. He was living in Haran, came now to Eretz Yisrael, and then he went back. So, sometimes we're confronted with a steer. It doesn't make sense. And what do we know? Says, yes, you human beings have a limited intelligence. My understanding goes way beyond it. So Avram Avinu is now confronted with an absolute Messiah. What's he supposed to do? There's no food. So the Rambam has a rule, and the Ramban has a rule, and how to apply it here is a major machlokas. Ramban said he should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him to go to Mitzrayim. Never told him to go to Mitzrayim. And don't go to Eretz Yisrael. And go to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll be a source of bracha. I come and it's a source of flow. The moment I arrive, this flourishing country turns into absolute hunger. Except that's the way it is. And wait it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. That's the Ramban. Because he went to Mitzrayim, because of that, his descendants had to go into Golus. So what's the Ramban talking about? The Ramban is talking about is very interesting. Ramban has a claw. Myself was similar body. What Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov aren't just three great people. Whatever all the stories here, whatever he did, he was setting in motion certain patterns that is the way Klal Yisrael going to function. Had he stayed, the Ramban says, myself or someone upon him, whatever is happening to Avraham Avinu is going to happen throughout the generations to his children. Had he stayed in Eretz Yisrael, Say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised me, you told me to go, and you never told me to leave. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have seen to it that he wouldn't be able to eat, would have food for him, for his families, for his followers, etc. The moment he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to be here, but I need food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you haven't hit that madriga that I expected. And therefore, your children will have to go into Golos Tov. And the Ramban says, more than that. Going to Mitzrayim, he knew that's not only leaving Eretz Yisrael, I told Kodesh Baruch Hu going to go, but more than that, he's putting Sarah's life in danger. Ramban turns around and says different. And Mitz Hashem will finish this and Luke's Leonetta next week will expound a little more on it. Rama says, you can rely on a nes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I am going to do for you a nes. And even a Navi, has no right to rely on a nes until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a nes. Yaakov Avinu comes back. What is it? Rambam has many writers. At the end of Parshas Vayetze, what does it say? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, ויום ה' על יעקב, שוב לארץ מבוסךו, ולעת אותך ואי ימוך. Go back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so he picks up and he's going. But as he's going, he bumps into, he hears that Ace is on the way to come and see him. And he's coming with 400 men on their horses, charging ahead to meet him. But he got very nervous. Wait 1 second, says the Rambam. Watch out, getting nervous. Why's he getting nervous? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go back. He's going back. No problem. Wait a second. Hey, Nachanami. Kadosh Baruch Hu never told him there's going to be an ace. Never told him anything. And therefore, he has to function and take the matter into his hand, hold in hand, not rely on ace, rely on Siyata Dishmaya. He can't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to come back, and therefore everything's going to be good. It's not what Yaakov Avinu did. He split his camp into two places and then made a whole plan how he's going to do battle with him and this, and so on. Rambam says, no. Avram Avinu, he told him to come to Eretz Yisrael. He says it's going to be broke. He doesn't understand what happens, but he can't rely on the nets. I'm going to sit here and wait till Kadosh Baruch Hu just all of a sudden has all the food in the world coming to feed me. I have to act and take it into my hands. To understand this a little better, you have to understand how the Rambam and the Rambam both understood. Be talking. And Hishtadlis, how that works. Yeah. Avram Avinu is confronted with an incredible situation. He understands, he asks no questions about Kadosh Baruch Hu. He told me, pick up, come to Eretz Yisrael. He'll say, I'll be a source of bracha to everyone around me. Fine. The moment I show up, a very fertile land where everything was growing, and everything changes overnight, there's a raw bar. It's no food. Not for me, for anybody. How do I deal with it? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't turn to Ram to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, "Who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a problem there." No. Understood? Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, I can't understand it. Question is, what is someone supposed to do under those circumstances? Is he supposed to say, listen, you told me to come. I'll just wait it out until you give me the food you told me I'm going to have. Or he has to pick up and go to Mitzrayim to get some food. There's a famous problem. Well, this is how we're going to be discussing Lent next week. And because this is dependent on all human beings, how they function. Bitochen is bitochen, but hashtalos is hashtalos. So how's the balance? Where's the balance? Yosef's in prison. And he, all of a sudden, the Sar Mashkin have these dreams. He tells them, everything works out exactly like he says. And the Sar Mashkin is about to go back to Paro, and he said, listen, when you get to Paro, tell them I'm here on false charges. Get me out of here. That's what he tells him. Rashi says, oh, because of that, the name of the Medrash has to spend an extra 2 years by yourself. You're not supposed to do hishtabos. And the answer is very simple. Yosef understood, he should have understood, that anything and everything that happened to him is so shalok kederach hateva. He's in the middle of an entire event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was orchestrating. Everything, I mean, if you're in the middle of an event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was orchestrating, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu run it out and just don't take it into your hands. Just go with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dealing with it. It's apparently he's managing the whole thing. No. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the Yam Suf. As they walk in the Yam Suf, well, wait a second, we have to go with life preservers. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu splitting guys say, Yam Suf, you're not walking with life preservers. He's orchestrating an entire event here. And you have to follow through on that entire event that he's orchestrating. And how it all functions in real life, what Avraham Avinu was supposed to do, we'll see the Rambam's approach, we'll see the Ramban's approach, and we'll see what that means in our daily lives. Mir Tashem, we'll be here next week.